Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill, the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, my favorite day of the week, a Monday morning here on the roast, and good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift. If you're at work, what is happening? If you're getting ready for work, what is happening? Shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings, dividend, open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages, as we have added the QR code on both pages, the Xfinity Mobile text line. All the graveyard shift workers, overnight dancers, cops, firefighters, CHP officers, teachers, nurses, doctors, you name it. Spadoni, Lubman, and Shasky. What a sports weekend. Got the NFL draft completed. You got the NBA playoffs in full swing. Kevin Durant is walking the plank. The Phoenix Suns are walking the plank. They've been swept. Let's see if the Lakers season ends today. Embiid's complaining about Philadelphia getting their stadium taken over by New York Knicks fans. Oh, that warmed my heart so much so. The Giants, they win another series. How about that? 2-3 against the Pirates. Just a great overall sports weekend. I enjoyed it. What up, Shasky?
What's up, man? And it seemed like a lot of juniors and seniors were going to their proms.
That's right. It was prom
season. I saw a lot of different family members and just people.
Why do you go to proms in April? Isn't it supposed to be in May?
Well, May is usually graduation month. It's like, all like, you know.
Late May?
B, your guess is as good as mine.
It's mid-April.
I don't understand the calendar anymore. Sure. But I know that a lot of schools, like I believe my niece went to a prom this last Saturday, and then the Saturday prior was another school's prom. So
they're all double dipping.
Yeah, they're all kind of like, you know, staggered here coming up.
Yeah, there you go.
So it was a great weekend. How was Calistoga?
Calistoga was great. Calistoga was awesome. Met some roasters up there.
Really?
Met some roasters up there. Nice and relaxing.
Mud bath?
I did. We did get our bougie on. It's the first time I ever did a mud bath.
I've never done it.
It's my first
time.
Please
explain.
Look, man.
Is it weird?
No, it's great.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, your skin feels so awesome after.
Oh, really?
You get in a mud bath for about 10 to 15 minutes.
Is it exfoliating?
Exfoliating everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're sitting in there. They put the cucumbers on your forehead.
Yeah.
And then they put the rag up there. Then you get out the mud bath.
Uh-huh.
You rinse off. Then you get to another 10 to 15 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes. Okay.
So then you get rinse off the mud.
Uh-huh. And you're in your own like individual tub?
Yeah,
okay.
In tub.
Yeah, break this down.
Yeah,
never done it.
In the tub.
Yeah.
Laying your head on the board.
Okay.
It's nice and warm. It's from the geysers, the hot springs, or whatnot. And then you get out.
Now, are you, just be honest with me, champagne before? Like a glass? Or?
No, we did it early in the morning. It was like 9 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
It was very early.
I didn't know how the experience.
I want to feel the
ambiance.
No. No champagne.
Champagne. All right.
But, you basically get, stripped down.
Yeah.
Get in there.
In your skids.
Get in the mud. In your skids. And you got to make sure you rinse off very, very well. So you rinse off very, very well. Then you jump in the tub.
Oh.
Some nice little mineral water or whatnot. So you sit there for about 10 minutes.
Jeez.
You rinse back off.
Are
then you go into a sauna for 10 minutes. You go into the sauna. Then you're sweating it all out. Then you go into this nice little room The nice little music, and you take a nap for about 15 minutes. Wow. And they put cucumbers in a rag over your face or over your eyes or whatnot. And I got to say, man, had me feeling so loose.
Good for
had
you.
Me feeling so good. Anna was loving it.
Good.
I don't know how many mud baths I have more in my life because, you know, it's a different type of lifestyle, but I'm not mad at it.
No, that's
I'm
really
not mad
cool.
at it. The most important thing was Anna was happy about
it. Beautiful.
And she got a great massage and we chilled at the pool. Met a friend of Big John's, Kevin. He's a big time roaster.
Big John Lucan?
Big John Lucan.
Oh, wow.
One of his best friends in the world.
What? How random is that?
So random.
Was he a client or working there?
No, he was
patron?
No, he was chilling. Yeah,
gotcha.
He was chilling. He was there with his lovely wife, Johanna, I believe her name. Was it Johanna? Johanna, God forbid me if I blew the name there. But yeah, some nice roasters up there. Nice dinner, nice chill night.
Awesome.
Just a nice little getaway as I was watching sports on my phone all weekend long. And
well, that sounds lovely for Anna.
Oh, no, she was chilling. She didn't care.
Oh, good.
She didn't care. She watched a little basketball. Little hoops.
So can we start with basketball? Because I know we're going to get into the draft, and we're going to do draft heavy. I want to start with basketball because I have some big thoughts.
By the way, Ayuk Adebo's still on the team, right?
Thank God.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure.
Yay!
What do you mean?
Just wanted to make sure because there's all these rumors swirling.
Oh, there's a lot of rumors. But I think most people, if I would have said to them, you know, you end the weekend, you make all your picks, or, you know, close to all your, what is it, 8 picks, 9 picks,
yeah,
and Debo and Ayuk are still on the team, most people would be like, yeah, that's probably, that means they have the best team to actually try to win a championship.
Exactly.
Your best chance is with them, not without them. Now, there's a whole layer of questions we can get into a little later about, you know, like, this is going to be a contract year for Debo. What happens if he doesn't get the targets, you know? Like, there's a lot that's baked into the equation. I think just surface level, it's a win for the Niners.
It's a win-win.
I'm with you 100%. I want to start with the NBA, though. This may be a minority opinion. I felt tremendous empathy for Kevin Durant.
Why is that?
I'm watching that game last night. I just think he's a legend of the game.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many more moments we're going to get from Kevin Durant. And one of the things that's always going to stick in my head is that, you know, he chose to leave the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
And that's fine. That's his right. But at the end of the day, a lot of people were criticizing him for leaving Steph Curry to go pair with Kyrie Irving. Just the two players in terms of reliability and consistency could not be farther apart.
Right.
And it really has ended up with being one of the suckier, if you're an NBA fan, decisions of all time. Like, he's basically been on the outside looking in at contention ever since leaving the Warriors. He had the first year where he was injured. It felt like the Nets were close the second year. He steps on the line, and then just they implode.
Kyrie gets hurt.
Yeah, everything just implodes
the
on
next
him.
Next year.
He gets traded to Phoenix. I watched that game six last year against Denver. It was one of the worst games of his career. I think he went scoreless in the first half. Scored like less than 10 points. And then last night I'm watching him, and clearly he's up there in age, and that team is not good, and we can talk about their construction. But are we going to get another Kevin Durant playoff moment?
Well, I don't know. I mean, these playoffs right now, just overall, the landscape, it feels like it's out with the old and with the new. It feels like we're watching the change of the guard right in front of our eyes. Oklahoma City is a game away from advancing to the second round, and they look phenomenal. And I don't even think they know what they're doing yet.
I kind of agree with you.
Chet's not even scratching the surface. Jalen Williams is running around with his head cut off. He's got so much energy. And then you got Minnesota yesterday with the way they play defense, and they're suffocating half-court defense. They're going to be a tough out, Minnesota. I don't know if they have the offensive firepower to get to the NBA Finals. Cat's really good, but he gets into foul trouble. Anthony Edwards is only 22 years old. He's a star already. The way his postgame presser went last night, the way he talks and the way he takes over. All these young teams, the New York Knicks beating Philadelphia, Indiana about to oust the Milwaukee Bucks, and I know the Milwaukee's shorthanded or whatnot, but it feels like we're watching the changing of the guard overall.
I would agree.
In the NBA. Yeah, we'll see what happens with the Clippers and the Mavericks, but I'm looking at Kevin Durant, who is 35 years old. He'll be 36 by the time next season starts. Look, last night he was still efficient, man. Like, what's crazy is he's not the typical Kevin Durant that we grew up with. But last night he hits a 33, and he grabs a 9 rebounds and a 5 assists and 4 blocks. And you're still looking at him saying, okay, he's not the same player. Of course he's not going to be the same. He tore his Achilles, for crying out loud.
Still awesome.
The fact that he's still dropping these type of numbers, but it's their roster construction. When you add in the Bradley Beal and you ignore the point guard position, You see it all season long with Phoenix. You saw it last night.
Good point.
Getting into your offense, getting into your sets. How many times have we seen the Phoenix Suns struggle getting a decent half-court shot? And that is not, you know, and I know a lot of people are dumping on Kevin Durant saying, this is what you wish for when you left Steph. See, I never thought when he signed with the Golden State Warriors, I never thought he was going to retire a Warrior.
Yeah, but I
hoped he did, but I thought, okay, if he gives us 4 years, great. But I never had the, I was like, this is going to be a quick little deal. They'll probably move on because of money or whatnot, and that'd be that. But I never thought he was going to be a lifetime Warrior.
No, I don't think most Warrior fans thought he would, but zoom out. You went to the Nets? Not the Knicks. You went to the Nets with Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, he paired up. Now, Kyrie's special, but you went to the Nets and not the Knicks.
Yeah, well, not just that. You went to the Nets.
I get it. You wanted to go to Brooklyn and bring them up, and you know what? For a minute, they were a pinky toe or half shoe size away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals. And they probably win the finals that year.
Who knows?
They probably beat Phoenix.
That team, who knows?
They probably beat Phoenix, Shasky. They were rolling.
I just listened
to Kyrie Irving, though.
Well, I just feel bad because I'm watching. I believe the day he left the Warriors, right, even though he had the injury, I think most people were like, man, this is a top 10 player of all time. I feel like people don't talk about him that way anymore.
No, they really haven't talked about him like that since he left. But that's, you know.
It's unfair. And it's a still photo that's going to, you know, or an image or a video that's going to stick in everyone's head. Ant-Man dunking, you know, going left right on Beal and dunking in KD's face. I personally was like, damn. But Kevin Durant, when we watched him, he was one of the greatest players I've ever seen in my life.
But you know what? Anthony Edwards said it after the game. And he talked, I was watching Inside the NBA, and Anthony Edwards said, I love KD. I've watched every game since I was 5 years old. I love Kevin Durant. I've watched every one of his games. I look up to him. I can't wait to play with him in the summer for the U.S. Dream Team. And KD having the same words for AD. He's like, I love everything about his game. Now, the image I have, it's kind of the way I feel about Klay, with the way fans talk about Klay, these guys giving us everything they have to win championships. Kevin Durant did not have to come back in that Toronto series.
Yeah.
He was going to be a free agent. He knew the calf strain was basically hanging on by a thread, and it turned into an Achilles injury. And I remember being in Toronto for that game at Scotiabank Arena, and Kevin Durant comes in and hits three threes right away, and the crowd is shook.
I mean, he did the dance in the locker or whatever, the tunnel.
I just remember watching the warm-up. Yeah. Was like, this is really going down. This guy's really about to go and play this game. He didn't have to.
He was on fire. He was on fire in the first round of that playoff.
And it just looked wonky when he's bringing up the ball. But anyway, he tore his Achilles for this franchise. He tore his Achilles basically for a chance at history to three-peat and do something in the Bay Area that hasn't been done since the Bulls. Since the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah.
He gave his Achilles. So what it does pain me. When I see and this is online, but I see the online gangsters saying, oh, Kevin Durant, oh, he was not a fun player.
Kevin Durant, he's a chump.
Kevin Durant, do we forget what 2016-17 looked like? Do we remember what the next season looked
like?
Exactly. Do we remember how deadly this team would be when they would drop 50 in a quarter or go on 18-1 runs in the blink of an eye? Like, so the way people talk about Kevin Durant, it does bother me because he's given everything to this game. He's played honest basketball.
He cares. And like he clearly cares about his legacy.
Yep.
I think that he cares about just the game of basketball. And I'm watching him and I'm like, damn, dude, we're watching a legend go out kind of sad. And it's like cruel. That's how sports is. It can be cruel like this.
I mean,
you don't get to like have the John Elway, you know, finger up as you're running out winning back-to-back Super Bowls. Like very few people get that. Even Michael Jordan, he had the shot on Brian Russell, whatever the heck his name was.
Yeah.
And then he came back. And even then, he came back and he was awesome, even though we've kind of misremembered his Wizard days.
But they didn't make the playoffs.
Exactly.
And Tom Brady's last game. How did his last game end?
It was not good.
How did Dan Marino's last game end?
I think they lost by, what, 40?
62-7, I believe. Or 55-7.
Yeah, whatever it was. Jaguars. It was bad.
It got roasted.
And I'm watching Kevin Durant go out and I'm like, I'm seeing people celebrate it almost. I'm like, dude, this guy gave you 15 years of basketball excellence.
That's what people do.
I honestly thought, and you brought up 16-17, like, I thought I knew how good Kevin Durant was. And then he came here and you watched him every night. And it was like, well, Ron Adams is challenging him on defense. And the way that he would contest shots. And I know he had broke the rib or he punctured the rib or whatever that year. He was
unbelievable.
Well, he was leading the league in block shots going into January. And remember we had the viral clip, yep. Swiggle will pop, and I asked him about DPOY, yeah. And he goes, you know why they're not going to give it to me? They're haters. The media has turned against me because they felt like I ruined the NBA. Because he used his right as a free agent to say, you know what? I want to maximize my skill set in the game of basketball. I think Steve Kerr and company can maximize my skills. And they did. And they did. And watching him, I see tweets about him. Oh, man, it was unfun with Kevin Durant to go to St. Warriors. And I sit there and I think, well, I went to most of those home games at Oracle Arena because I didn't want to miss something. Because with the Kevin Durant, with the Steph Curry, yeah, yeah, with the Klay Thompson, with the Draymond Green, you don't know what you're going to miss.
No,
you're going to see something special. Yeah. And these guys put on a performance. The shot-making ability of Kevin Durant, he made it look so easy. The mid-range, the handles, defensively, pulling up from three. When it was Steph and KD in game one of that Spurs series, when Kawhi went out with the ankle injury, and I know they were up 23, mm-hmm, but the Warriors still had to come back. And how KD and Steph say, we're going to run high ball screens between us, 1-3 pick and roll, and let's get back into the game. And it was like, this is insane, the shot-making ability of these two guys. And this goes back, this is the same guy I saw in Texas as a freshman. I'm thinking, I've never seen this before. Yeah. Who is this guy? He's an alien.
And like, I don't want to bring it back to LeBron, but I look at LeBron and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, and again, just go back like 6-7 years ago, it was those three. Above everyone.
But times change.
I know.
Times change. This is the NBA.
I know.
It's Jokic's league right now.
Well,
but next Jokic's is Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards, Shea.
Luka. Kyrie. Kyrie was putting on the show yesterday. That was Kyrie's game.
How about you? I mean, he's not of the level of these other guys, but Jalen Brunson, I mean, I know. I like him more than most because I love what he represents.
That was an all-time game yesterday.
That
was an all-time game yesterday.
And Beat is playing with varieties of right, serious medical conditions, okay? And he's given everything he's got. No, this league is out of control right now.
It's tough to rip Embiid, too. Like, I'm seeing people rip Embiid saying he's disappointed because he called out the fan. He basically said, look, man, I'm disappointed. We're a great sports town. But I'm hearing all these Knicks fans in our building, and it got to have a game to even up the series. And Embiid's giving you everything that he has.
Come on.
He's worn out by the fourth quarter. It's tough. He can't even jump. He can't move. He's still giving you monster double-doubles. But it is a changing of the guard in the NBA. And when I watch these young teams with the Golden State Warriors, and Warrior fans are sitting there saying, oh, we're just one move away. Are you?
No.
You see that Minnesota team?
No. Vontae, you and I agree we're multiple moves away from being in the middle of the West.
I mean, gosh.
The middle of the West. B, I'm watching Anthony Edwards last night, and you've been at probably the first to the trough of the Anthony Edwards, you know, holy water. He's the closest thing that I remember in terms of athleticism to 1980s Jordan.
Wow.
And the way, again, look, we could argue, like Tracy McGrady had a moment in time.
You're not wrong.
And the thing with me is, I remember coming out pre-draft, there were questions about his work ethic. Yeah. There were questions about his love of the game.
Yeah.
Remember he had like the rap thing, and people were like, I don't know about him. Remember that he had that interview in the car?
Yep.
And boy, they cannot be farther from the truth. I mean, whether he's matured or whatever, the element of his game that I think has come along so much faster than I ever thought it would, the mid-range turnaround Jordan fadeaway, and then the walk-into three-point shot that he has. He had a couple in the fourth quarter at the top of the key from the left side, the right side. I mean,
he scored 31 of them in the second half.
Shasky
scored 31.
We're watching, in a league of freak athletes,
right.
He might be the best.
I mean, listen.
Just athlete.
We're talking about his offense, 31 of 40 of his points in the second half. Shasky last night in a game where they're like, we need to end this to get rest for the Denver Nuggets because that's going to be a monster second round series. If the Nuggets get past the Lakers. Now, I am concerned about Jamal Murray. If he doesn't play.
This Jamal Murray injury is big.
It does concern me. The front running Lakers could get back into the series, and that would drive me crazy. But we'll see what happens. That game's tonight, right? Quick turnaround. That game's tonight. Boy, that favors the Lakers. Well, they've been leading the series for the most part, but they're down 3-1. But
Jared Vanderbilt returning tonight.
Oh, boy.
I was at the Cliffs on Friday, and a random guy came in and played with me and JP Money. We were getting a quick little nine in, and he goes, yeah, I'm from Colorado. I go, yeah? And, you know, we start talking, and he goes, yeah, I'm a big Denver Nugget fan. And I'm like, I hate Mike Malone. And he's like, Mike Malone's the man. Oh, he's gangster. And this and that. And I'm like, Mike, you said Dynasty a little early because I'm looking around the West, and I'm saying, get Jamal Murray back.
I do like Mike Malone, though.
I know you do.
Real quick, back to Anthony Edwards, I think the thing
He is that he does,
and he's only 22 years old.
That's the thing.
He's only 22 years old.
His game has ascended.
I don't know.
It was a one. I know Halliburton was late. It was a one player draft.
No, it was a one player draft.
At the top of the draft.
It was Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
And listen, the most impressive aspect of his game to me,
what's that?
Offensively, he's got all the. He can go to the hay, he'll duck on your head.
He dribbles left handed very well.
He does everything.
And he still hasn't reached the zenith.
His defensive intensity is what separates him from the Luka Doncic's and from the James Harden's.
I would agree.
He picks up 94 feet.
Yeah.
And defends and gets it to your jersey. He switches. He dives. He hustles. He blocked a shot late in the game on Devin Booker. Why is he
jumping?
When
he was going to the rim?
He's going to the rim, and he's like, I'm going to contest his shot.
Yes.
He is the best as a 22-year-old. I think he's the best two-way player in the NBA right now. Wow. I don't even know who's close.
Just the way he approaches the game, that's the Jordan feel I get.
I don't.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the moxie, exactly. And like I'm going to
because when Jordan in '87 got the DPOY, he was scoring champ. Mm-hmm. He's in, like this guy plays defense at the highest and highest levels, and I think he's going to get an all defensive team berth one day in his career. But I think as a two way player, who would even be close as a two way player to Anthony Edwards right now?
Wemby.
Wimby's a good one.
But I don't think Wimby's
a good one.
Wimby's like a year or two away. Right.
Wimby's there. That's a good one.
You know what I mean? Like Wimby's
a good one.
It's the only one I could think of.
That's a good one.
But B, I'm watching the team that they've built around him. Like, even weak, I hate saying this, slow-mo fits perfectly with Ant-Man.
He does.
You know, Naz Reid fits perfectly. I'm watching Karl Anthony Towns, like, and he was bombing early.
Right.
He's getting the ball deep in the block because you have to have all of the ball pressure on Anthony Edwards. Yep. And I'm watching Beal and Booker take turns getting cooked by Anthony Edwards.
And
they were afraid to play up on him because he's blowing right by them.
So Warrior fans, especially the ones online, you keep throwing out names to come play with the Golden State Warriors. And there was a name that was thrown out with the Golden State Warriors for about six straight years, maybe five. But I got tired of it because I just didn't see the fit. And that's Bradley Beal. That is Bradley Beal. And I think Warrior fans are having a come-to-Jesus moment saying, what were we thinking about? Bradley Beal's a score-first guard who's undersized as a scoring guard. He's undersized, plays no defense, needs the ball in his hands, which would have taken away shots from Steph and Clay and Draymond, whoever else you would have traded for Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal played this overrated, underrated game. Good player, but a bit overrated for what the hype was when it came to Bradley Beal.
When I think of this series, I'm going to think of Neck Strain. As in his new nickname.
Oh,
because
boy.
He turns his neck to look for someone to blame as he gets blown by.
Oh, my God.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
How many assignments?
Don't miss that break,
how many assignments at the top of the key where there was a high pick and roll and him and Booker just blew them?
And then he shows up, Frank Vogel, by not shaking his head? Like, come on, Bradley.
I've always been a Vogel guy. I like Vogel more than the average person. Show a little respect to
the guy. I do like Vogel.
I like Vogel better
than most.
I respect
him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A little bit.
No one's saying he's Phil Jackson, but he's better than some, you know.
We're
hitting the break. I had to eject out of the statement.
Okay, all right. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the rolls, you better bring it.
Better than Steve Clifford.
Because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. We got a special guest today for 1 hour. Brian Baldinger from 7:30 to 8:30.
Crack.
As we ramp up our draft talk. What do you think of the 49ers draft? I love the draft, especially because they kept Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. We'll get into the draft talk, and if you got more NBA thoughts, we'll do that as well. On the other side, brought to you by the Alameda County Probation Department.
Where they going, Chuck? Galveston. That dirty ass water. We not even gonna send them to Cancun. We gonna send them to Galveston with that dirty ass water be washing up on the shore. You people think they in the beach. Y'all located, y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
They didn't even try, man. We're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
I love Inside the NBA, and these games have been early, so I've been able to watch them, and that was Chuck. He did apologize, though, because Miss Knowles, Beyonce's mom, chimed in. And she was like, oh, Chuck, you ain't going to talk about my city. So Charles Barkley yesterday was like, Miss Knowles, I don't need the Bayhive. I don't need Jay-Z after me. It's all love. I apologize for that comment, but it was great, though.
This is why he operates in his own stratosphere. Nobody can do and say the things he says and get away with them.
No doubt.
Because we all know he's just kind of teasing.
No, he
is. Like a, he's like a prop comic, you know? Yeah.
Where are they going, Chuck? Galveston?
Galveston, Texas.
Dirty-ass water.
But if I had said that, they'd be coming for me. You know what I mean? Like, as an example, he can get away with it.
Well, he's an all-time great player. Great players could do that.
But he's also, I just think that he operates in a space where he can just be funny.
For the 408 Xfinity Mobile text line, because there's a lot of funnies that happened over the weekend. This one is not funny. 408 says, I know y'all got the Jamal Charles sound from the NFL draft. Now, if you're not aware of what Jamal Charles went through as a kid, he actually participated in the Special Olympics. He had a learning disability, reading disability. And so, look, should he have been out there speaking at the NFL draft? I have no idea. Kind of put him in a tough spot. But I know a lot of people were making fun of Jamal Charles because he mispronounced San Francisco. You say a Kansas City Chief instead of Chiefs. But if you go back and look at the history of Jamal Charles, you'll realize that he was part of the Special Olympics and had a learning disability. So it's not easy for him. So we're not going to make fun of Jamal Charles. I take that stuff very, very seriously. The fact that he went out there in front of 200,000 people, it was brave enough to go out there, try to announce it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Pick, knowing that he had a disability, I'm not mad at him. Go out, check out, if you're not aware of it, Google Jamal Charles Special Olympics, and you'll see one of his speeches. It's really, it's a tearjerker. It's a tearjerker. He's a great player, but I didn't know he had it. Like, Frank Gore had a learning disability. A lot of people used to make fun of Frank Gore in his speech.
A speech, you know, impediment for Bo Jackson as well, that it took, right, a long time for him to get get over. I just, and you know, those kinds of things. Sometimes people just don't know, B.
Yeah.
You know, no, you just don't know.
So we're not going to play that at all, in case you're wondering here. But there's a lot of fun draft stuff. Niners draft, what do you think? 888-957-9570. Baldy's going to join us from 7:30 to 8:30. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun talking about this draft. We're going to break down every freaking pick. Ricky Pearsall, the number one overall pick for the 49ers, 31 overall, round number one. They draft the corner, Renardo Green, from our Florida State Seminoles. He plays a lot of man defense. He a lot of tape out there of him and Malik Nabers in the first game of the season when LSU took on Florida State. Malik Mustafa, the safety for Wake Forest, looks like a hitter, looks like a pounder. Overall, I like what the Niners did. I like what they did. They added a lot of speed. They added a lot of experience to their team. Guys who have played multiple years in college, they seem to be mature. They went the five-year route, the four-year route with a lot of these players. I'm not necessarily mad at the draft now. We got to see how it plays out once training camp plays. You know, I'm not going to give a grade because I don't know how they're going to translate, but it felt like the Niners did what they had to do to bring in players that fit their scheme and their system while adding speed offensively.
Absolutely. Experience and production feels like their algorithm for what they were looking for from this draft. People can say they're overcorrecting from the Trey Lance pick because they had a guy who didn't have a lot of experience and only had the 1 year of production. And so, you know, maybe they're just changing their draft philosophy. I would argue that go back to 2019, the transfer portal was not what it is in 2024. You know, the amount of kids moving schools, leaving schools it's through the roof. If you don't play at one school 1 year, you almost have to. You owe it to yourself to leave to go find a school where you can go play.
Right.
Playing experience is the number one thing. And so I look at every pick that they took was a 5-year player outside of one. Every pick that they took outside of one transferred schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy.
Yep.
And you know, if you go back 8 years, if you transferred schools, major red flag.
Right.
Right? Major red flag. If you stayed 5 years, major red flag. And I think what you're getting is a more mature player, just in general into the NFL, a more mature player, a player who can absorb information quicker because they bounced around to multiple schools and have had different schemes and different coaches. And then you're getting a player who has infinitely more reps and production because of the ability to play and find playing time. So I just think forget the Niners, NFL as a whole, you're getting better players that are ready to contribute quicker now more than ever.
Yep. No doubt. And so you look at this draft, they draft a couple of running, you knew they were going to draft a running back. And this guy,
I'm not mad at
that's 4.33 speed out of Louisville, Isaac Garondo. So you got him, you got all these players here. We'll see how it plays out. Baldy's going to break it down. Dominic Puny from Kansas didn't give up a single sack last year. He's a swing tackle. You draft another offensive lineman out of USC. So, I'm not mad at the draft. I'm not mad. I know there's a lot of complaints, but the most important thing is, they didn't trade Brandon Ayuk, and they didn't trade Deebo Samuel. You kept the offense intact, an offense that averaged nearly 30 points a game. And now you could build off of that. So I'm happy about that. That's my biggest takeaway. You didn't move off of Ayuk. You didn't make a panic move, and you didn't trade Deebo Samuel. Now, they were listening. This is what they do. But the fact is, they didn't trade those guys, and I'm very happy about that. Shask, before we break that down even more, I do want to have a little laugh here. Keon Coleman, you know I love me some Keon Coleman. He went to Buffalo, first pick of the second round. And, you know, I hope we don't regret that around here. I hope Ricky Pearsall, even though he's a Florida Gator, I hope he pans out. But I love me some Keon Coleman. And I was always, we were talking about him last week, and I'm thinking, why is he ranked like in the 40s or the 50s? Now, I wish we had him even more because his introductory press conference in Buffalo was an absolute grand slam. The presser hadn't even started yet. And this is how it starts with Keon Coleman. He even realized the microphone was on. Here's Keon Coleman to start his presser in Buffalo.
Guess where I got this from, though? That's what I'm saying. You got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Tom Izzo.
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack. All the colors.
Right.
Exactly. Look.
Poor job by me because I didn't realize we didn't have the question. I'm going to set it up real quick. He's talking about his jacket. Somebody asked him about his jacket. Where'd you get that jacket? Because he's in Buffalo. Did you buy that out here? So here's Keon Coleman explaining how he got his jacket and when he buys his jacket.
Guess where I got this from, though? That's what I'm saying. You got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Tom Izzo.
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack. All the colors.
Right.
Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100.
Not lying.
Nice little. I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
Gotcha. I'm with you.
It's good Thanksgiving sales, too. That's what I usually
do. See, I ain't know nothing about Thanksgiving. I get, you see, I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and it'd be cheaper. Because you're going Thanksgiving. Everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Who we starting with? Oh, we could go. Oh, my bad. Hold up. Y'all can hear me? This on or this off? All right, bro. I'm Jamaican Sean Hoover. He ain't trying to set me up. Who we got going first?
And dude, and then he goes off for 12 minutes. And what an impressive introductory press conference. I mean, he kept it real, kept it about who he is.
He is right about the 2 seasons ahead.
The 2 seasons ahead.
He's 100% correct.
Oh, he's genius.
That's when I got all of my, you know, what do they call, top coats, if you will.
Right.
Was you got to get them in the summer, spring.
Yeah, no doubt.
Before,
nobody's buying them.
Yeah, it's half the price.
It's genius. It's genius. He goes, Macy's $79.89, and that church goes for $100. I got a few church coats from Macy's for about $100. He's not lying. He's a smart young man. He's saying, I learned from my mama. That's great stuff right there by Keon Coleman. Now, Xavier Leggett, whatever, from Carolina. Did you hear his presser?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, my gosh. Love it. When you pull that up, look at the thread. Pull that up. This guy, we'll play it on the other side. He's as country gets, and I love every minute of it. He was smiling from ear to ear. It was hilarious. But, no, Keon Coleman, though, man, smart with the jacket stuff, but just his overall perspective on life, the NFL, what he did at Florida State, playing with Buffalo. He told Buffalo when he did his 30-day pro visit, he was like, why don't y'all just put me in a hotel here? Because I know y'all going to draft me. I don't want to leave. Just have me here because of passive drive. I mean, his 13-minute press conference was great. And then I was like, damn, that's my guy from Florida State. The Niners didn't want him. 6'4", high points of football. I don't know, man. I hope we don't regret that pick. And then just from a media standpoint, this could be a hit.
Hey, Buffalo, you have Josh Allen. So, you know, when you have Josh Allen, you can move off Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs and draft a replacement.
And they draft Ray Davis in the backfield to back up James Cook. Hopefully he gets a run. Frank Gore Jr. also signed with the Buffalo Bills. But Ray Davis from the city. By the way, went to Kentucky, went to Vanderbilt, went to Temple, all SEC running back, got drafted in the fourth round by the Buffalo Bills. His father, Raymond Davis, played high school at Galileo High School, one of the best high school stars I've ever seen, Shasky. S.I., Reardon, Sacred Heart, whatever football team you want to name. Raymond Davis played quarterback his sophomore year at Galileo High School, moved to running back, and was breaking all type of records. Had speed to burn. This guy was ass shifty, so I see where his son gets it from. But his son is probably a little more physical, but we're going to catch up with his father, Raymond Davis, later on in the program as well.
Nice.
We'll figure out a time for that. He's excited. I watched their little drive video when they were in the house together. And then Raymond Davis just walks out, and he's like just shaking his head. What a cool story. No, I love I'm a sucker for the draft. When they're inside the house and they start crying or whatnot, they put their heads down. What a dream.
It's the best part.
It's a dream. All right, we'll get to Adam and SF on the other side here. Keon Coleman.
Sorry, Lubman with the 2 minute warning like 4 minutes ago, and so I never know when we're breaking.
It was actually 2 minutes ago.
You're rattled a little bit?
Well, I am a little rattled.
Shanahan.
All right.
Lubman,
all right.
You know, Lubman wearing the sweatpants. He means business today.
Dial it down, Lubman. Dial it down. It's a Monday.
I mean business.
Giants won yesterday. Giants won yesterday. Yaz went 2 for 3. Relax.
But Bo Mel did something non-verbal communication-wise in the press conference.
Oh.
And Lubman feels a certain way.
Oh, boy. That's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
See Draymond's tweet last night? I didn't think it was real. As you're listening to the Morning Roast, the segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed.
It's always fun, Gary.
Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Spadoni sent it. I got it like sent by multiple people at the same time, but I saw it first from Spadoni, and I had to double check to see if it was verified, if it was really Draymond. But Chris Finch, the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Devin Booker, who did he bump? Mike Conley? Mike Conley Jr. bumped him, and he bumped him into Finch's knee. Now, Finch, is it a torn patella tendon?
Jeez.
So I don't even know if he's going to be able to be on the sideline. He's going to use a motorized scooter like that coach from,
college, right?
Yeah, college. Yeah. Hunter. RJ Hunter's dad or whatever. He was on a little motorcade scooter because he was celebrating the tour's Achilles or whatnot. But Draymond tweeted, you got to stay in the game, coaches. Chris Finch is getting walked off the locker room. It's 1:40 left. Wish him well, though. And he's like, got a torn patella tendon.
This
and I'm like, Dre, man.
Read the room, Draymond. Of all people telling people who should stay on the floor, come on, dog. Kettle meat pot. I mean, geez Louise.
Shot you talking to me.
No, hey, seriously. Hey. How can you lack basic self-awareness?
It is just, wow.
And the comment section underneath the tweet, it's just gold. Just why?
I get through five, and I said I get the point. I get the point. Paladon is, I thought it was a fake Draymond account. I really did.
So my dog Leo, and this is not Chris Finch, but my dog Leo jumped off. This is 4 or 5 years ago. Jumped off the Russian River bed and tore his ACL and had a patella tendon, whatever they call it, disruption or whatever, and had to have the full reconstructive knee surgery. He's fine now, but yeah, set him back.
Yeah, I don't
It's a devastating injury.
It's a devastating. Hopefully he'll be back on the sideline. 88 him. He's one of the best coaches in the league. Torn patella tendon for Chris Finch. That was unfortunate there. So
who was it? Was it Huggins that used to just sit on the chair?
Oh, right? Yeah, Bobby Huggins.
Yeah, just
Bob
do that.
Huggins.
Just sit on the chair.
Sit on the stool.
Well, Bob put on some weight.
He did put on some weight. I mean, he was chilling.
When you go sweatsuit like we do every single day, you're just giving up.
Yeah, I mean, he had some problems with the bottle.
Or you wake up at 3:30 in the morning like we do.
Yeah, or that. Let's go to Adam in the city. Adam in the city. What's up, Adam?
How we doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I get into the draft really quick, just want to say it was really great to see Lovin at the Giants game on Friday. He may have something about that gluten-free pizza. That's some really good pizza. Per suggestion, I went and got it. It's fire. Like, if you haven't had it before, I go get it.
Adam, you're in Philly right now, so you've done the cheesesteak thing. What are you doing in Philly?
So for my job, I cover New Jersey as a territory, and I stay in Philly. Jersey's closed, so I just had to go and get a different type of cheesesteak, and I'm telling you right now.
Wait,
I love that.
I'm stopping you right now. So you live in San Francisco, but your territory is New Jersey and Philly.
Just Jersey, but yeah, I cover California as well. But yeah, I like coming
to
the East Coast.
It's creating the map of territories.
Yeah, I love this job. Can I work with you, Adam? Where you work?
I work for a logistics company, but I used to cover this territory before, and I was like, I want to get back into the East Coast, so I don't mind it. But so I'm going to tell you right now that Geno's just trash.
Geno's trash. It's like the old school NFC East. Let's have Philly, New York, and Dallas.
And Arizona. Arizona. The Phoenix Cardinals
in
back
Arizona.
In the day. You can go see our boy Akinna in New York City, right? Isn't Akinna in New York?
You're talking about Ike?
Ike, yeah. Big Ike.
No, I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Good deal. Philadelphia. So you said you didn't do the Pataginos. They're trash. We already know that. Did you go Ishkabibbles? Where'd you go, Adam? What are you doing in Philly?
Yeah, so I went to Ishkabibbles the last time I was out here per your suggestion, and I like that spot. But I'm telling you, the best spot is Max's in North Philly. The sandwich is just good. The peppers. Everything like that. If you've ever seen Creed, it's where they go on like a little date in the movie, and that's a really good cheesesteak spot. But I just wanted to say that I'm really happy with the draft selections, and tell me if I'm wrong, but what I was seeing on Twitter is that a lot of the guys that we drafted are, 4, 5, 6 year, like they were in college for a while. So it tells me that we're drafting players that are ready to go. I mean, obviously there's a transition period going to the NFL, but I liked our draft selections, and I'll tell you what, that running back out of Louisville, 220, runs a 4.3. I mean, that dude is a monster, but I'm happy with the draft. And last question, Sam said something about a sign-off. Can I do that?
Sure, sign off. Any way you want to sign off, Adam. Floor is yours.
All right, or like the introduction for the show, but basically just, this is Adam in the city. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Adam. I'm going to give you a second chance at this. You got to do it with more swagger than that.
Man, I thought I was feeling pretty confident with that, but all right. This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Boom. Let's go!
Nailed it. Tell Ike we said what's up. Good stuff. I got to get a job like Adams. Territories, New Jersey, East Coast, California, logistics.
Yeah, I think I'm cool off that.
I would love to travel. I mean, hey, imagine if we get to do the show in New York for like a month.
Well, no. Jersey's different from New York.
Yeah,
remember,
I know Jersey's different.
New York don't like Jersey.
Yeah.
Don't you remember Sopranos?
I mean, sure.
A lot of North Jersey roots for New York sports, though. Yep. South Jersey.
Yeah, South Jersey's Philly. Yep. Because the bridge is right over there to South Philly, or South Jersey, that is.
Now you got to play Woke Up This Morning.
It is a great song.
It is.
It is a great song. So the draft happened, right? You get all these little nuggets here and there. And I'm going to play this Matt Miller sound because I know you guys love him. Mel Kiper Jr. But I want to play this first.
Okay.
Because I want to see Shasky's face.
All right.
Xavier Leggett. I think it's Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. Remember, he's D-Ball's boy. They're he's a D-Ball
1 year
clone.
Production at wide receiver, but it was a really great
year. Really good year. Yeah. He loves the deep ball and the way he talks or whatnot. Now, I went down the rabbit hole after I heard this interview with Xavier, and I was like, damn, this dude is country. Country from Mullins, South Carolina. Has a great story, great background.
Okay.
But his presser, he's going to be a hit too. Listen to Xavier Leggett, Carolina Panthers.
You woke up a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got Jeff. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited, man, the whole time, man. I really was trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy. But, man, hey, I was really over excited.
All right, one more time, man. This is straight out of the water, boy.
You woke up a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got Jeff. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited, man, the whole time, man. I really was trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy. But, man, I was really over excited.
Homegirl who's asking the questions runs a Carolina Blitz account that I've been following for a long, long time. She's a sweet lady. Forget her first name like I always do, but she runs Carolina Blitz on Twitter. So she was asking those questions. Later on, she asked Xavier, you know, they a lot of people were, you know, talking about your accent or whatnot. He goes, oh, yeah, I know. I've been getting dragged on social media and whatnot, blah, 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 blah. But he is country as country gets, man, and I love it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be ready, man, when he told me I'm going to be drafted, man. I'm going to be ready 9:30. You hadn't heard that before,
right? No, I hadn't. It's really good.
Great.
I, for one, I'll raise my hand. I'm, like, not country at all. It's too dusty in the country, just for me, for my
You mean you're not, like, you don't want to live in a country.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live there.
We know you're not country.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm
no,
not at
you're
all.
You're from the city.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not from the city.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's that country. That's that deep, deep south. He's from the deep, deep part of South Carolina, Mullins, South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm cool.
In a town that has like 100,000 people, but that's where he's from.
No, I know.
And he puts
on
from his town.
I'm not mad at him.
He got that accent.
That's what makes America great.
So, you know what? He's got those country roots, man. And you know what? I love it. I love it.
Do you live in the country?
I mean, no, I'm a city guy.
I don't know. City,
but you know what,
those
man?
Gucci sneakers, if they get a little dusty, I don't know.
But you know what, though?
Do they make cowboy boots in Gucci?
Once I get fired from sports media, once I'm done, maybe I will go away and go to the country.
You guys remember that old YouTube video of the reporter going out in the country and the bug flies in the
sky? It's one of the best.
Country ass town.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the best.
That would be Bonte out there doing a hit for NBC Sports.
100%.
It's peaceful, though. It's peaceful out there in the country.
I think it's a little slightly scary.
You know? They're saying you need to go to Magic City in Atlanta. We got to get you out.
That's what? What does that have to do with being country?
It's a little country. Atlanta's country. I mean, it's a city, but it's, you know, deep south.
Okay.
Country.
Country. Well, there's levels to it. Like, right. Where Xavier's clearly from seems to be very backwoods.
Yeah.
And I gave up backwoods 20 years ago.
This morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got Jeff. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited, man, the whole time, man. I really was trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy. Oh, man, I was really over excited.
I try to be tough guy.
Hey.
I love Xavier. I love Xavier. I'm going to follow him in his entire career, man. I love that guy, man. It's just the first. He had a smile on his face, too, with the chains and the ice and everything like that. Oh, man, good
That's
for him.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good, man. I'm seeing some things here that I'm not going to read on YouTube and Twitch or the Xfinity Mobile text line. Country like Tracy or Stockton. Is Tracy or Stockton considered country?
I don't think so. I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere, but I don't consider it country per se. Yeah. Like, country means like minimal paved roads.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No, five stoplights.
Yeah, exactly.
Six stoplights in the town.
Yeah, like, no. You know, cyclone fences with dust everywhere.
Man, so you got Keon Coleman.
Why do I have that image? I don't know why.
Now, you got Keon Coleman learning how to shop. Talk about, man, 79, 89, you buy these jackets two seasons ahead. Let's go.
If I consider country, like country, your neighbor is so far away from you, you can't throw a baseball or a football to hit their house. That's what I think of when I think of country.
There you go. There you go. Keon Coleman, man, I hope we don't. Well, I'm playing Keon one more time before the Lego because I.
Well, I have a thought about the Niners draft.
Yeah, I do too. And I like Pearsall a lot. I think he's going to fit. Lat McConkey was still sitting there. But I hope we don't regret taking Pearsall. He sounds great. Sounds like he's going to be ready to go. A lot of people are raving about the young man. We'll have Baldy in 30 minutes to rave about the young man and break him down. But Keon Coleman, we missed an opportunity. Now, I don't know if the Bay Area media, a lot of the Bay Area media, I don't know if they would have been able to handle this. And I don't know if they would have been.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.